I'm Jenny Mason, your tour guide to Feedback Loops, a journey through food waste cycles and the solutions that curb climate change. Honey, there's a zombie trapped in the fridge. We've all been there. You open the fridge to forage for a snack when, bam, you're ambushed by the stench of a rotten zombie. In many households, people choose to pulp the zombie through the garbage disposer. The average American discards about a pound of food a day, or two bowling balls of waste every month. Over half of all U.S. households have garbage disposers. Combine these facts and you wind up with a lot of zombie mush swirling into local wastewater treatment facilities. But just like in every horror movie, the undead return with a vengeance. Wastewater plants combine food waste with toilet solids, making a treated slurry or sludge that emits methane and carbon dioxide gases. Only 8% of sewage centers in the U.S. use anaerobic digester domes to convert the methane gas to electricity. About 2.5 million homes could be powered for a whole year if just half of all food waste filtered into these domes. Unluckily, the bulk of our zombie slush is shipped to landfills or slopped into waterways where it feeds toxic algal blooms. Composting food waste is a great way to end America's zombie food apocalypse. Feedback Loops is produced in collaboration with Table to Farm Compost and KDUR. For more information about curbing food waste, visit tabletofarmcompost.com.